From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. London Mayor Boris Johnson said Sunday he would back Britain's exit from the European Union in a June 23rd referendum, ending intense speculation over the position of one of British politics' most influential figures. Speaking to a crowd of reporters on the steps of his London home, Johnson said Prime Minister David Cameron had not achieved fundamental reform of the European Union. Meanwhile, Cameron's push to remain in the 28-member bloc comes after EU members agreed on a package of concessions to Britain, which the Prime Minister called special status.
The choice is in your hands, but my recommendation is clear. I believe that Britain will be safer, stronger, and better off in a reformed European Union.
You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Sunday a provisional agreement has been made with Russia for a ceasefire in Syria's five-year civil war. However, violence continued throughout the country with scores of people killed in two separate attacks. Early estimates indicate that a deadly double bombing in homes early Sunday killed up to 60 people before another series of attacks later in the day hit Sidya Zainab south of Damascus. Bolivia is holding a referendum Sunday to decide whether to amend the constitution to allow President Evo Morales to run for a fourth consecutive term in 2019. Voters were evenly split on the issue. However, a growing number of Bolivians are starting to doubt the integrity of the current president. This is VOA News. Voters in Niger are going to the polls Sunday as well to elect a new parliament and to decide whether the president will receive a second five-year term. Mahamadou Issoufou is running with a promise to crush Islamist militants and develop one of the poorest countries in the world. Major developments, meanwhile, in the U.S. presidential contest. It was a big day in the race for the White House with Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump winning in South Carolina and Democrat Hillary Clinton coming out on top in Nevada. Here's VOA's national correspondent, Jim Malone.
The Clinton victory in Nevada is very important for her campaign. Bernie Sanders was closing in. They were able to stop his momentum. And so now she sets up for a strong performance in South Carolina in a week's time. The Republican side, Trump a clear winner in South Carolina. That's a big step toward the Republican nomination. But a very tight battle between Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio for second in South Carolina. But both of them look as though they will go on in the race.
For Republican candidate, meanwhile, Jeb Bush, the race is over. He has suspended his campaign after getting votes only in the single digits. Republicans Ben Carson and John Kasich, each of whom got less than 8% of the votes, have indicated that their campaigns will continue. 2 days of violent protests in northeastern India have turned deadly and plunged the capital of New Delhi into a water supply crisis. Haryana State has been the scene of a week-old demonstration by members of the Rural Agricultural Jat caste, and they are demanding federal and state benefits. However, the protests turned violent Friday, with demonstrators setting fire to homes and railway stations and damaging equipment that transports water from a canal in Haryana to New Delhi. At least 5 people were killed in a powerful cyclone that struck the South Pacific island nation of Fiji Saturday, and authorities have deployed storm teams and cleanup crews throughout the island chain to assess the damage from the cyclone. It was a Category 5 storm with winds up to 300 kilometers per hour and higher gusts, making it the strongest tropical cyclone to make landfall in Fiji. Egypt's prosecutor sent a police officer on trial for murder, according to the state news agency MENA Sunday, after he confessed to shooting dead a driver in the latest incident of alleged police brutality that has stirred public anger. Slow handling of the alleged abuses by police has prompted rare criticism of Egyptian authorities. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.